Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the concept of God, a grave misconception which is found in the minds of many people is that we cannot directly call upon God, we cannot directly pray to God, we cannot directly supplicate to God, and we need a mediator between ourselves and God. There has to be a middle person, and that middle person is a person who is a very righteous, who is very pious. He could be a prophet of God, he could be a very pious person. So if we have to reach to God, if we have to go to God, if we have to call upon God, we must call through that particular person who is very, very, very pious, and through him should we make all our supplications. Now, this is an erroneous concept, and it is based on a number of misconceptions. And the basis of this notion, one of the bases of this notion, is a verse of the Quran which has not been properly interpreted. And the verse occurs in Surah Maida, and the words of this verse are,
Ya ayyuhal lazina amanut taqullaha wabtahu ilayhil wasila. Believers, fear God and seek his wasila.
And the word wasila is generally translated as a means, which would in other words mean that we have to find some middle person, some middleman, some means through which we have to procure God, so through which we have to go close to God or to make our supplications come true to him. Now, the important thing to realize here is that there are many words which are common in two languages, and it is not necessary that they have the same meaning in both languages. And the word wasila is one such example in that. The word wasila in Urdu translates as a means, someone or something who is a middleman or a middle person. And this, of course, has been translated from Urdu into English in the same way, and the word means has been adopted as the translation of this verse, and the standard translation, and many people make this translation, it goes as,
Ya ayyuhal lazina amanut taqullaha wabtahu ilayhil wasila.
In other words, is translated as, believers seek wasila towards God, or seek a means towards God, seek a mediator towards God, which would of course give this meaning to the verse. However, as I said, the word wasila has an entirely different meaning in Arabic. In Arabic, the word wasila means nearness. So the word wasila, when translated, keeping in view this Arabic meaning, this verse would mean believers seek the nearness of God. It would not mean seek the means towards God. It would mean seek the nearness of God. And this, of course, is the correct meaning of the verse. We have to realize, as I said earlier, that there are many words which are common in two languages, but it is not necessary that they have the same meaning in both languages, as is the case with this word wasila here. And we have to be very careful in this regard. So therefore, if this verse is made the basis of the philosophy or of the notion that we have to have a mediator between ourselves and God, then this verse has an entirely different meaning. It does not support this conclusion at all. And in the Quran, it is explicitly written that there is nothing in the Quran which stops us from supplicating directly towards God. And there's no verse in the Quran which tells us that we have to go through a mediator towards God. This is an entirely alien concept in Islam, and the Quran in no way supports this concept. We can ask directly to God. In fact, asking him and supplicating before him is something which is very, 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 very required and very, very necessary. If we are in a certain state of need, then of course we have to pray to God. And after praying ourselves, if we ask some other person to pray for ourselves also, of course that would be an entirely different thing. But thinking that we have to go to God, this is dependent on some person's mediation, then this is an entirely wrong concept. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.